TH. And you, transcript or program or OpenAI kind of program. If you can, just remove all the "I know" from this coming text. It seems the, or quite clear, and that's what we focus much on here, because I think it's very important and crucial and fundamental, the narrative. They are lying, we are telling the truth. We keep hearing this side, that side, and media. And yes, we should think for ourselves, critically check facts, and choose carefully, intelligently, whom to listen to and who we can have reasons to believe actually gives the facts and the truth and wise. Points of view, solutions. Now I've seen, of course, here we are, East, West, America, Russia, China, and so on. And from the West, I often hear this, that all those over there in the East, they say this and they do that. It may sound good, but they're lying. And this way you discredit them and conveniently just get rid of them, while you have very, because that's really what I see, is mainly there on the western side, the global north, very expert people controlling that narrative. They know how to use the media, because they created this kind of media that we have today, all these social media platforms and this and that, and own the companies that own it. So in this way, they seem to have this idea of hybrid warfare, meaning that you mainly control that narrative. And when you do, you can shape the worldview of the masses of people on this planet to make them line up in support of your version. Of course, then also of your interests and point of view, and so on. If you can make all the people, enough many people on this planet, hating that country or that leader or that part of the world, or even that people, then they will all, enough many people will stand up behind you against that enemy, who will then be defeated. That seems to be much the idea of this hybrid war. But then I hear, and not only me, that those leaders there, that in those places that call themselves the good ones, the global north, they lie like anything. And of course, in a war situation, both sides may lie, but maybe in this case especially those who need to make it look like they are winning or doing very well in that war so that they can get more money and weapons given as support from other countries. You can't then go out and say we are losing. So, but the thing is that, first of all, truth prevails. If you are building on lies or illusions, they won't last. And then these, as these colonels say, that I sometimes look at American colonels, experts on military warfare, that it's what's going on the ground that counts. Raw power. The reality of it. Not what is being said in the media. Of course you can, to some extent, sway the opinions and worldview of people this way. But it only goes so far. Anyway, I don't know where to put this. Just got the inspiration to speak these words, or whatever they're worth.